We think she's very pretty. Perhaps they could correspond on the subject of injustice. What do you think, Lemka? Will they be able to talk about that after I'm as dead as your daughter? Who was able to finally sort out where an injustice really lay? Children? Grandchildren? Just a minute. I'll write down the address. It'll only take a second. I'll put it on the back of a photograph I have of you. If they can't figure this mess out, maybe they can get together someday and shoot each other, and then their kids can give it a try. What do you think, old man? Does that make any more sense than this shit? Samuel put an arm on Lemka's shoulder. Lemka shook it off and walked slowly back to where Billy stood. Now Lemka's eyes were filled with tears of fury. His knotted hands slowly opened and closed. All the others watched, silent and frightened.
"You run my daughter over in the road, white man," he said. "You run my daughter over in the road, and then you have... You are Borjadarula enough to come here and speak out of your mouth to my ear? Hey, I know who done what. I taken care of it. Mostly we turn and we drive out of town. Mostly, yeah, we do that. But sometimes we get our justice."
The old man raised his gnarled hand in front of Billy's eyes. Suddenly, it snapped into a closed fist. A moment later, blood began to drip from it. From the others came a mutter, not of fear or surprise, but approval.
Rum justice. Scomade ignom. The other two I take care of already. The judge, he jump out of a window 2 nights ago. He is...
Tadus Lemka snapped his fingers and then blew on the ball of his thumb as if it were a seedling dandelion. "Did that bring your daughter back, Mr. Lemka? Did she come back when Carrie Rossington hit the ground out there in Minnesota?" Lemka's lips twisted.
"I don't need her back. Justice ain't bringing the dead back, white man. Justice is justice. You want to get out of here before I fix you with something else. I know what you and your woman were up to. You think I don't have the sight? I got the sight. You ask any of them. I got the sight 100 years.
There was an assenting murmur from those around the fire. "I don't care how long you've had the sight," Billy said. He reached out deliberately and grasped the old man's shoulders. From somewhere there was a growl of rage. Samuel Lemka started forward. Tadus Lemka turned his head and spat a single word in Romani. The younger man stopped, uncertain and confused. There were similar expressions on many of the faces around the campfire, but Billy did not see this. He saw only Lemka. He leaned toward him closer and closer until his nose almost touched the wrinkled, spongy mess that was all that remained of Lemka's nose. "Fuck your justice," he said. "You know about as much about justice as I know about jet turbines. Take it off me." Lemka's eyes stared up into Billy's, that horrible emptiness just below the intelligence.
"Let go of me, or I'll make it worse," he said calmly. "So much worse, you think I blessed you the first time."
The grin suddenly broke on Billy's face, the bony grin which looked like a crescent moon that had been pushed over on its back. "Go ahead," he said. "Try. But you know, I don't think you can." The old man stared at him wordlessly. "Because I helped do it to myself," Billy said. "They were right about that much, anyway. It's a partnership, isn't it? The cursed and the one who does the cursing. We are all in it with you together, Hopley, Rossington, and me. But I am opting out, old man. My wife was jerking me off in my big old expensive car, right, and your daughter came out between two parked cars in the middle of the block like any ordinary jaywalker, and that's right, too. If she had crossed at the corner, she would be alive now. There was fault on both sides, but she's dead, and I can never go back to what my life was before. It balances. Not the best balance in the history of the world, maybe, but it balances. They've got a way of saying it in Las Vegas. They call it a push. This is a push, old man. Let it end here. A strange and almost alien fear had arisen in Lemke's eyes when Billy began to smile, but now his anger, stony and obdurate, replaced it.
I never take it off, white man from town, Tadus Lemke said. I die with it in my mouth.
Billy slowly brought his face down on Lemke's until their foreheads touched and he could smell the old man's odor. It was the smell of cobwebs and tobacco and dim urine.
Then make it worse.
Go ahead. Make it, how did you say? Like you blessed me the first time. Lemke looked at him for a moment longer, and now Billy sensed it was Lemke who was the one caught. Then suddenly, Lemke turned his head to Samuel.
Enkeltav lakin, unkanski alskad. Just that.
Samuel Lemke and the young man with the pistol under his vest tore Billy away from Tadus Lemke. The old man's shallow chest rose and fell rapidly. His scant hair was disarrayed.
He's not used to being touched, not used to being spoken to in anger.
It's a push, Billy said as they pulled him away. Do you hear me? Lemke's face twisted. Suddenly, horribly, he was 300 years old, a terrible living revenant.
No push, he cried at Billy and shook his fist. No push, not never. You die, teen town man, you die like this.
He brought his fists together, and Billy felt a sharp stabbing pain in his sides, as if he had been between those fists. For a moment, he could not get his breath, and it felt as if all his guts were being squeezed together.
You die, teen!
It's a push, Billy said again, struggling not to gasp.
No push!
The old man screamed. In his fury at this continued contradiction, thin red color had crisscrossed his cheeks in net-like patterns.
Get him out of here!
They began to drag him back across the circle. Tadus Lemke stood watching, his hands on his hips and his face a stone mask. Before they take me away, old man, you ought to know my own curse will fall on your family, Billy called, and in spite of all the dull pain in his sides, his voice was strong, calm, almost cheerful.
The curse of the white men from town.
Lemke's eyes widened slightly, he thought. From the corner of his eye, Billy saw the old woman with the trading stamps in her blanketed lap fork the sign of the evil eye at him again. The two young men stopped